Thank you so much, Father, for giving us another day of breath of life. I just want to share with my fellow brothers and sisters, as you have allowed me to be a vessel of sharing your words with them, and your plan, and your vision for our lives. I just want to say that you have told me to share with them in the King James Version, Psalms chapter 5, verse 8, then Psalm chapter 27, verse 11. Then Psalm, verse 24, and verse 10, and chapter 139, in the King James Version. So the first one of Psalms, chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face." Then we'll go ahead and jump down to Psalm, verse 27, verse 11. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies." And then we're going to go ahead and do verse 10 and then verse 24. So verse 10 on Psalm chapter 139, verse 10 says, "Even there shall thy right hand lead me, and thy right hand so hold me." And then it says, verse 24 says, "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So this is a powerful imagery of asking the Father to have His Spirit to lead us. And this is when Solomon is asking the Father to show him the way, because the enemies want to take Solomon out. So just think about this, how much that you've been through in your life, all the trials and tribulations, and whoever wants to possibly take you out, or any of the situations want to see you defeated. But we have to understand we serve a Father that's undefeated. So when that being said, we always need to ask the Father, because we have faith of a mustard seed of all His promises upon our lives. And I ask that you just ask the Father these things in His holy name. So I want to go ahead and share this with you. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for a glorious, wonderful day. Thank you so much for allowing us to be the children of your word, Father. I just want to say this, Father, nothing will ever detach us from you. And Father, I just ask that you send your Spirit to lead us and guide our foot and hold our hand and lead us to the way of everlasting, Father, as we don't understand this process of life, but we are following your command and you're leading us to being able to sit by you for the rest of our lives. Father, we just want to say that these things in your holy name, Selah.